I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian and Joe here with you. Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend out there, even though it looks like we have better weather right now as everybody's punching the clock as we did all weekend long. But, you know, whatever. That's what you have to deal with.
That's the best part of this shift is, you know, on a nice day like this, we get to enjoy. We get to go out and enjoy
some of it. Yeah.
You might have to go to sleep a little earlier, but you get to enjoy the day part.
I didn't mind it yesterday. Didn't mind it. A little bit of rain, but anytime it's warm like that, I'm down for it.
Yeah, rain during Hardline, so you sit by your radio, listen to Hardline, then you get to go outside. Yeah.
Joe, this video of the Monroe County District Attorney is just something else. I mean, you've been hearing some of the clips all morning long, but... I mean, wow. Just stuff like this, when stuff like this comes out, don't you love it? Like, isn't that do I have, like, the wrong reaction here? Because I feel like that's how most people would look at this. Like, it's just so over the top. It's, you know, anytime you find somebody in that situation, like, trying to pull the... And, I mean, this could be a politician... It could be an athlete or celebrity. Yep. It could be anybody. But anytime you see somebody caught trying to pull the "Don't you know who I am?" card, like wow. I think the reaction of everybody is just like, yeah, you're gonna get yours.
And you know, this isn't fair to politicians, but I see this, and Brian, I think it for a lot of people confirms what the idea they have of people in elected office, because I think a lot of people think. Or maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, that a lot of people in positions of power would act the exact same way as this DA, except she got caught on camera.
The DA.
That's right. Joe. I'm sorry. The DA.
The DA.
But I think for a lot of people, they watch this and they nod their head and go, yeah. And they think, I'm sure, you know, insert politician's name here, would act the same way or has acted the same way. I think it confirms for a lot of people what... The higher ups in politics feel.
What was the most recent one? Was it down in Florida, somebody in a golf cart? Was it like the mayor of a Florida town in a golf
cart?
That
sounds right, yeah.
And, you know, tried to do something like this. Has it ever worked for anybody? Like, the don't you know who I am? Because if you say that, like, then you have to get a ticket.
Yes.
Because then if the officer says, oh, whoa, sorry, didn't know. Yeah, do whatever you want. Like... I mean, then they're in the hot water. Then it's an even worse situation.
I don't know why you would ever use the do you know who I am, because let me tell you this. This is not from experience.
Yeah. That's the answer.
This is not from experience, but I'm guessing this is how it would work. If they knew who you were and it meant anything, you would have already found out. Mm-hmm. If you're in the process of handing over your license, handing over your insurance information, they may or may not know who you are. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter at that point.
So this doesn't work. What does work? 803-0930. I mean, you get pulled over, you're speeding. If you're going 55 and a 30 or whatever the DA over in Rochester was, like, you get a ticket.
Yeah,
like that.
Nothing works.
You're going 50 down my street. Get out of here. I hope they throw you in the slammer.
Now, as someone who hasn't been pulled over since before COVID, right? So, you know, I've had a very good streak going. As someone who has not gotten pulled over since 2019 in West Seneca, let me tell you, here's what actually will work. And I know it sounds pathetic, but this is what actually will work. Cooperating. You don't realize how many times an officer doesn't want to write you that ticket. And if you just go, officer, I'm sorry. Here's the thing. When they say, do you know why I pulled you over? Don't say no. Okay? They're already in the mindset of writing you the ticket. But if you're like me, a lot of times I'll say, you know what? I went too fast through that red light. I should have stopped. But when it was yellow, I accelerated instead of stopped. Huge mistake on my part. I'm sorry. Now, in that instance, I probably wouldn't get a pass because it's going through a red light. But if you just say, you know what? I was going 11 miles over the speed limit. Officer, I apologize. I'm an idiot. There's a better chance of them letting you off when you're honest than, hey, do you know who I am? Or, I don't know why you pulled me over. Your speed gun must be wrong.
Yeah. What's worked for you? 803-0930. And, you know, because I know we have people in law enforcement listening to this.
Yes.
I mean, what is the worst story you've heard? Like, what's the worst way someone's tried to get out? If you want to anonymously call in, you can. If you're in law enforcement, 803-0930. So, like, what's the worst thing that somebody's tried to pull on you?
Another thing that doesn't work, not pulling over.
Yeah.
And making the officer follow you home.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she did. This video is in the driveway.
Yeah.
It's like... And he's going in the video. I mean, well, here, if you don't know what we're talking about, you're just tuning in, you haven't heard it this morning, here's a, you know, part of this. Listen again to the report. This is the Monroe County District Attorney, which that covers the Rochester area. The governor now referring this case and looking into it after she tried to avoid a speeding ticket.
Police body camera footage obtained by our Rochester affiliate WHAM shows Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley moments after she refused to pull over for a traffic stop last week. Instead, driving home, the officer followed her.
What is the reason you're so against what I'm doing? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?
I am the DA.
Okay.
Dorley admitted she was speeding.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
She claimed she did not hear the sirens. Eventually, she told the officer to write her a ticket.
I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. You know what I've been dealing with all day? 3 murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has referred Dorley's case to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, saying Dorley has undermined her ability to hold others accountable for violating the law.
It's Rhiannon Alley with the, I mean, like, do you even have a favorite part of this? Like, the DA.
That is the line, right? The DA, or I don't really care.
I don't really care.
I prosecute it.
I'm the one who prosecutes. Write the ticket. Go right ahead. There's so many great parts in that. Now, on the text board this morning,
yes.
803-0930 to give a call in.
That's right. Sorry.
And to text in. I have so many phone numbers in my head that I'm, you know, I start to. But somebody said, that we're being wrong and harsh because listen to her apology. She was dealing with so much during the day. Come on. I don't care what you're dealing with. Somebody pulls you over. You don't pull over. You refuse to do it. You make them, you know, chase you up your driveway into the house. And then that's how you sound after. I don't care. Like, come on. I'm the DA. Like, stop it. Whatever happened during your day? Like, come on, that is not what you do. And please, okay. Oh, if somebody in my office did this, they would be fired.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
exactly.
have to take an ethics class. They'd be fired.
And you wouldn't be taking an ethics class. You wouldn't have been issued an apology if the camera wasn't on. Which also, I question. You're the DA. How many cases have you brought to a judge with body cam footage, and you don't realize you're on a body cam? That, you know, this is probably going to get out. So, you know what? Hey, I'm sorry she was having a rough day. We all have rough days. I don't think she would have apologized. I don't think we would have gotten an explanation. I don't think she would have punished herself, quote, unless this video came out. So the stuff she says after we're all talking about it, it's a national story. Brian played a clip from ABC National. I'm sorry, like, you say all this stuff afterward. To me, it's just, it's hollow at best.
The apology video
is, I think about this every time. It's like the Michael Scott in The Office making his, you know, I will not resign video. I mean, that's like the vibe it had for me. On the text board, if she hit someone doing 55 and a 35, I'm sure everyone would have understood, yeah, that she had a really tough day. Like, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going 55 miles an hour down a, you know, if it's 35, I'm assuming it's a semi-residential street.
Right.
Like, come on. Right? Like, it's unbelievable. But what has worked? Like, this reality check, this does not work. Don't you know who I am? I'm the DA. Like, any sort of that is probably not going to work.
And by the way, that would be an awful police officer if they let anybody off going 20 miles over the speed limit. I mean, that you're talking about the DA. She's talking about, you know, I've dealt with, you know, so many murders today. It's like, Yeah, but you were going at dangerous speed in what was obviously, as Brian said, an area where people are going to be crossing the street. You might have, you know, people walking. I'm sorry, no matter how bad your day is, you being irresponsible. And this is coming from someone who, as we know, in my college years and early 20s had a lot of tickets. You're being irresponsible. I don't care what your day is like. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're dealing with. That doesn't dismiss being a reckless driver.
Well, what works for you? 803-0930. It's probably not that, but what has worked in the past? If you're in law enforcement, what's your recommendation? Or what's the craziest story that you've heard of somebody trying to get out of a speeding ticket? 803-0930. On the text board, somebody said, I woke my sleeping baby up, so he was screaming when the officer approached and they let me go.
That's a good one.
I think about that a lot. Joe, I'm in trouble if I get pulled over because I have the worst thing with my car right now. I have not replaced. My car is fully registered.
Oh, okay.
I've done the registration. I have not put the new sticker on.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
It's almost been a year.
But once they put run your plates, it'll come up that you have a new registration.
I know. But, like, that is, like, the one of the things that, you know, if I was pulling myself over, I'd look at that and go,
see,
really?
I think the stickers are meaningless because everything's in a database now. So you're really just giving.
It really is.
Yeah. Everything's in a database.
I don't want to mess up the windshield. I always leave sticker residue behind.
There's one sticker I want on my windshield, and that's the oil change, so I don't forget.
You keep that on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I immediately rip it off.
No, I don't follow the car. I follow what they said because the car might go a little longer. I've ruined cars before. I don't want to ruin the cars. So, oil sticker.
I don't want unnecessary stickers on the car.
It's not an unnecessary sticker. The people who put the oil in your car are saying, hey, now you could say, Joe, you're a sucker. They want you to come back or whatever. Whatever. I'm a cheap person, but I want to avoid issues down the road.
Well, 803-0930. Oh, what about you? We'll go to the phones. Marsha in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. How's it going, Marsha?
It's going great. This is a great conversation. I was going down Walden Avenue in Lancaster. This goes back years and years ago. My son was 6 months old, and I had my 80-year-old grandmother's birthday cake in my trunk, and an officer followed me into my driveway, and he goes, do you know why I'm stopping you? And I'm like, no. He goes, you were speeding down Walden Avenue. And I said, I wasn't speeding. There's no way I was speeding. I got my six-month-old son and a cake in the back of my car for my 80-year-old grandmother. There's no way I would have been speeding. And I said, you must have clocked someone else. He goes, no. He goes, it was you that I clocked. And I said, you couldn't have. I was definitely not speeding. Look, I have a cake in the back of my car. And I showed him, and he didn't end up giving me the ticket, but I had to convince him that I wasn't the one that he hit with his radar gun, but it was, like, the car that sped past me. But, yeah, I was lucky to get out of that one.
Yeah, I would say so, because, Marsha, if that's me, I'm going, all right, I understand you're carrying a cake. What does that have to do with your speed? Like, all right, you might not want to tip the cake over, but I know people, I have a hot pizza in the car. I want to speed home to make sure that thing's still hot when I put it on the table.
Yeah, well, the other time that I didn't get out of the ticket was when I had my 18-month-old daughter that was in the car vomiting, and I wanted to get home quick. And I said to the officer, I'm sorry, I know I was going too fast, but my daughter's sick. And he said, that's no reason to go too fast. But, of course, that was in Clarence. And, yeah, those guys always give tickets out. It doesn't matter what it's for.
Hey, Marsha, thank you for the call.
Oh, wow. She's saying the sheriff's office always gives tickets out?
I don't know. Marsha, you've had a couple run-ins here. What is a reason to go fast? When you're, you know, kids in the back seat and you're, like, in that 3 month a window of potty training where, like, all right, like, things can be a little tenuous at times. I've gone pretty fast. Dad, I gotta go home.
But
I gotta go home. Like,
fast.
Let's go. Well,
You have your child in the car, Brian.
I know, but we'll get there. You punch it. Let's put it this way. I did not go dangerously fast down the street.
Okay.
I may have accelerated dangerously fast to the safe speed to go down the street.
I gotcha.
0 to 30 in 0.0 seconds.
Okay. I mean, you have the technology to do that.
like that's the kind of stuff, right? Yeah, that's my...
I think this is hilarious. And you do wonder with the DA. I mean, she's issued the apology. Will she actually be able to stay? These are the kind of stories where they think, oh, I'm punishing myself. I'm cooperating. It doesn't really, you see like a week later, it doesn't really go away. And they have to say, yeah, you know what? I guess I'll step
aside. From Roger. We saw it with the former Rochester mayor.
That's right.
Who's running to be a judge, by the way.
Wow.
I don't know.
I got to pay more attention to Rochester politics.
Right? Like, it's just wild what's going on there. And running to be a judge is just, I mean, that's hilarious. But should I start carrying a cake in my car?
Fake one? Yeah.
I couldn't possibly be me. I have a cake.
Yeah. Come on now. I got to be safe and sturdy.
Does that work? 803-0930. We'll go to Mary in East Aurora. Mary, you're on WBEN. How's it going, Mary?
It's going great. Beautiful day out there.
It is.
Yeah, I got major brownie points several years ago when I was still working. I got my boss out of a ticket. She was making an illegal left-hand turn on Sheridan Drive, and I'm not positive if it was from Kenmore Avenue or where it was, but it was down in that area. And the cop pulls her over, and she's talking to the cop. And we had someone from out of town that we were going to Niagara Falls to, show her the sights. And she was in the passenger seat. So my boss is talking to the cop, and it's obvious he's not going to let her go. And he saw that she was from Amherst, so it was like, you know, she should know the area somewhat. Anyways, I piped up from the back seat and I said, excuse me, officer, but I said, we're trying to get to Niagara Falls and we rarely come up this way and we've got someone from out of town and we're trying to get over the Grand Island bridges to the falls. And he goes, well, he went and checked her record. Apparently she had no violations and he came back and he says, okay, but next time watch it.
Not a bad story. Yeah. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call. I think there are ways like that. I think that you hear from some of these stories, and it goes back to what you said, Joe. Like, most people don't want to write you a ticket unless you were, you know, egregiously fast or, you know, acting really dangerously or something like that. If you're calm and reasonable and something, you can pretty much find yourself on the better end of things on the way out.
Unless you're the kind of person who's in traffic court every week. You know, no matter how nice you are, you're probably still getting a ticket. You know, I remember, and this was when I was still working at Bed Bath & Beyond. This is when I was at my worst when it comes to tickets. I think this was still the PT loser, maybe. And I went to, I think it was the Tonawanda court, and the judge said, if I see you back here next month, I'm not letting you talk it down to a parking ticket. You will get the full ticket and then some. And I have not been back
and then some.
Yeah. I have not been back in that courtroom since. That's been over a decade.
Way to go.
So I've slowly learned my lesson.
Well, I mean, what is the craziest story you've heard? What does work to get out of a ticket? We'll send your comments out to Rochester. 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Joe, before we get into, you know, more than, in case you missed it, Buffalo police have announced a person of interest has been taken into custody in the Zenner Street shooting that happened over the weekend. Police announcing just within the past couple of minutes. So wanted to pass along that note for you, and there will be more in the news with Lucas. And we've also been talking about in the news just down the 90 in Rochester, the district attorney of Monroe County, which covers the city of Rochester, found herself in a little bit of a situation. Refused to pull over. Officer, when she got out of the car, the officer went right up to her driveway, said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
She
did you see the lights?
She basically responded, yeah, do you see me?
Yeah.
I'm the DA. I don't care. Just write your little ticket. And I'm the one who prosecutes it. So
such a
whatever.
Bad look.
It was a very bad look. Obviously didn't work. She got the ticket, issued an apology video this morning, which she said she will plead guilty, which is
probably pretty good.
Amongst other things. What about you, though? What works? What doesn't work? 803-0930. We'll go to Carl in Amherst. Carl, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
Going well, thank you. About 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, I was driving a company truck and I was speeding. I had to go to the bathroom. I got pulled over. I pulled over immediately. I told the police officer, I have to go to the bathroom. He's there lecturing me. I let a little gas, and it was in about February. The cloud went around his head. He started screaming and gagging and told me, go clean myself up. It was like, oh, my God.
All right. That could work.
See, so that worked for Carl. I actually got in trouble at the border because I had to go to the bathroom so bad. This is one way to not get out of trouble. Not that I was in trouble to begin with. I had to go. It was one of those things, Brian, you've seen it. I drink a lot of water, and I had to rush to the bathroom. So I didn't stop at the gate at the border. I got right on the bumper of the car in front of me. And so instead of being a speedy process, they made me pull the car over so they could search the entire car. The good news, there was a bathroom while we were waiting. So I did get to use the bathroom, but that slowed down the process. I had the opposite effect of Carl. I actually spent more time with the Border Patrol, about an hour of them searching my car, trying to find something. No, there was nothing. It was just, I have a really weak bladder.
That's the one. All right, back to the phones. We'll go to Charlene in Buffalo. Charlene, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. I have a funny story. My daughter and I were on our way back from strawberry picking. She was driving. My two granddaughters were in the back of the car. They were like 3 and 4. And we were in Corfu. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that little area there where the speed limit goes from like 45 to 30. And
It's the worst.
And I hate to say this on the radio, but my daughter always says that they put the FU in Corfu. That's anyway, so my daughter obviously couldn't slow down fast enough, so he pulled us over. And as soon as he rolled down the window, my 4-year-old granddaughter says, we went strawberry picking. We have strawberries. And she's making this big deal. And the officer says to my daughter, look it, I don't like to be the bad guy in front of kids, so I'm going to let you go if you promise to take these two for ice cream. So that was the best. That was the best.
Did you go for ice cream?
Probably not.
I was going to say, that's a funny move if you didn't.
Not that day, because they were full of strawberries. But I thought, you know, that was really smart to not look like the bad guy in front of children. So, you know.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, Charlene, thank you.
She is right about Okay, you have... Thank you, Charlene. She is right about Corfu. That's where I got my first ticket. That was the first time a cop actually wrote a ticket, back in the 98 Altima. 98 Altima. And the officer wrote the ticket, and I couldn't believe it. Because, you know, the first few times I was, you know, a teenager, you know, the cops would say, hey, you know, slow it down. It was in Corfu, and she's right. It goes from, you know, hey, leisurely to you got to slam the brakes if you were going the speed limit. And that is the worst place to get a ticket. I remember I didn't know the whole go to court and plea it down routine yet, right? It was my first ticket. So I wrote a letter on the back of the ticket while I was having dinner at Tom's restaurant up at Bailey and Sheridan. And I thought, okay, they'll read this letter and they'll just, you know, let me go. And I proceeded to get points on my license and a fine. Again, that was when I was still in college. That was back when the Altima was still rolling.
Somebody on the text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in. Someone's saying, oh, it's open crime season in Monroe County. Can a criminal do something? Just make an apology video and you'll be okay? Like, that's, I think, part of the problem that people have here. And it's amazing because, you know, I'm the DA, right? Like, that kind of stuff goes on. But it should be almost the opposite of the way she presented it at the traffic stop. You should be held to a higher standard. you know, you shouldn't be getting out of this because of your position. You should be treated more harshly because of your position, because you should be the person to know better and to not do this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and we're focusing on what she's saying, you know, in the video afterward, Brian, but if you or I, say, you know, we were on our way home and halfway to our houses, a officer turned their lights on and started following us. If we didn't pull over till we were home, mm-hmm. we would probably be in handcuffs. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking more about what she said because that's hilarious. But, you know, just have the cop following you home. Usually that ends up with either a more strict ticket or you in handcuffs in the back of the police car.
Yeah.
They don't like to chase you.
I just, I can't believe the whole situation. Well, what works for you? What has worked? 803-0930. We'll go over to the text board. If having a bad day works, everyone's going to have bad days, is what somebody said to that apology video. I mean, that's true. I'm right. Like, you can have a million reasons why. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean that you can get away with whatever it is.
You can have reasons why,
and we feel for you. Doesn't mean that you can just get away with anything.
No, I mean, we all have bad days. We all have to go through a Tuesday, the worst day of the week. Doesn't mean that we should all go get tickets on Tuesday. It's a bad, and like I said, I think it's a bad look as well. Like you said, Brian, she's the DA. She should know there's a camera on the cop, number one. I mean, that's the thing that surprises me the most. But number two, she should be treating the cop with the most respect, because you know what these cops have to go through. You deal with law enforcement when you're prosecuting cases as the DA. It shouldn't be an excuse for your actions. It should be the excuse why you shouldn't be acting like that. I think it's a bad look, and you can already see people starting to play politics. Let's all go to our corners. I don't think you look at party when it comes to this. You look at what the DA did. And again, like I said at the beginning of the show, this, for a lot of people, confirms what they think politicians think of themselves. And you know what? They might be right.
Yeah, as soon as you say I'm the DA, now, like, okay, well, now I have to give you a ticket.
Yeah.
Like,
is this a test?
Yeah, I might get fired if I don't. 803-0930 on our text board. Somebody said, I was stopped in North Tonawanda, heading to an emergency dentist appointment, had a cracked tooth with an exposed nerve. Mm. Painful to breathe. Officer pulled me over. Didn't care. Was in tears on the way to the dentist. They still gave me a ticket, even as I told her the situation. Well, you know, that's...
Yeah, I mean, hey.
It stinks, but that's what happens, right? Like, nobody has to let you out. Speaking of North Tonawanda, just quickly, I was on the biggest speed trap road in the North Towns on Robinson, where it's 30 miles an hour the entire time. And there's something about, you know, when it's a straight shot with, you know, basically between Twin Cities and, the Boulevard, you have two stoplights. And like, that's it. There's no stop signs. There's no, and it's straight. So you want to go fast, mm-hmm. like that. But it is a residential street. It is 30 miles an hour, and there's always police officers there. And I know I will never go more than like 32 on that road. And there's always somebody right in my behind. And there was on Saturday. I was taking my one son to the doctor's, and there we go. I pass one of those like blacked out police SUVs that, you know, unless you're really looking at it, you wouldn't know right away that it was a police car. I'm going 30, and, you know, somebody right behind me, riding my tail. As soon as we pass it, lights go on. They got somebody who was going the other way. But you better bet that person who was on my tail backed off a little bit. It's like, yeah, there's a reason why we're going the speed limit here.
We appreciate all of our listeners. Don't get me wrong. And I hope no one tunes off what I'm about to say. But I do think the most strict, let's say it that way. Let's be kind. The most strict police officers belong in the Tonawandas, right? I think my experience with getting pulled over, the most strict are Tonawanda and North Tonawanda, I would have to say. Is
City?
Where, yeah.
Of Tonawanda? Yeah.
Yeah. That is the absolute worst, in my opinion.
Well, there's so many, like, little areas that it's so easy to get people speeding on.
Oh, yeah.
You could, I don't know why every police officer in the Tonawandas isn't on Twin Cities. 25. Everybody's going 10 miles over the speed limit. If you go 10 miles over the speed limit, there's somebody right on your tail. like acting like, why aren't you going faster?
Exactly.
Why am I not going faster? Yeah. Because we're racing to a red light.
Yeah.
There's a million stop signs here.
By the way, I lied at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to get called out if I don't say it. I did get pulled over when we were in Naples, Florida, in a rental car. And I was honest with the officer. He said, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yep. I went right through that red light. Just like, you know, I didn't say this, but just like three other cars. And the officer goes, yes, you and three other cars. I'm not going to give you a ticket, but you do that again, it's a high fine in Florida. I don't know what it's like in New York State. So I did get pulled over, but didn't get a ticket. Have not gotten a ticket since 2019. That part remains to be the truth.
What if they had a system where you get pulled over for speeding? You... Would you like this? You get pulled over for speeding, and say it's your first time, or first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
You get pulled over for speeding. What if you had an option? Like, this would never happen, but, you know, what if this was the law? What if you had an option saying, okay, you can take this ticket now, or you can go with just a warning. But we know that you were left off with a warning. And if you're pulled over again in the next year, the ticket is four times the amount.
And you can't plea it down.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I like that.
You can't either. Either way, you can't plead it down. You either get the ticket or a warning. But if you take the warning and you get pulled over again,
oh my god,
it's four times the ticket.
I to be honest with you, I don't think I could drive with that stress for a year. Right? Because just think of every situation here, not to side with the DA, but like, I don't know if I mean, there have been times where I look down and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe how fast I'm going.
Oh,
you know?
All the time.
I would take the ticket because I don't want to, I mean, four times, oof. I would take the ticket, but it was funny in Florida because I had Florida plates. I'm like, oh, they're looking for out of towners. I had Florida plates. You know, they could just run the plates and see, oh, it's a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
And there I am. And that's when they got on the Megahorn, which I've never had happen to me before. Please pull the lot.
Over.
Well, because there was construction, so I was just in the lane. And he goes, get to the parking lot, please. Oh, no.
What are you doing? I thought that would be an interesting decision.
I have to take the ticket. You come on. You couldn't drive with that kind of stress for a whole 365 days.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I think most people would just take the instant, you know?
When you don't have time to think about it, you're in that situation. Yeah.
It's like I say, I don't want to pay anything right now.
It's like when I say on Wheel of Fortune, how did you not get that word? Well, it's the moment. The lights are on you. The moment you got that spotlight from the cop car shining through. You got the cop saying, all right, not warning or ticket. Yeah, I think a lot of people in the moment take the warning. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about you? 803-0930. Joe, there is also this over the weekend, you know, kind of digging through the big state budget. The one thing was approved, and we asked Jill Schlesinger about this because she's in New York City. She actually liked it. I can't imagine a lot of people do, though. $15 to enter Manhattan Central Business District, a $15 toll. It will go into effect June 30th. They put a date on. It's supposed to raise $1 billion per year for public transportation. $15 to drive into there. I mean, what? So I had two questions that I was thinking about with this. One, is there anywhere like worth paying $15? Like, and, you know, you're not taking a long road trip. You're not like driving from here to California or something like that. Would you drive anywhere where you knew you were going to have to pay $15? What if, you know, a month from now, they said it's going to cost you $15 to drive to work every day. Like, what would you do?
I would go right to Tim Winger's office and say, we get this back, right?
Yeah. I mean, that is, honestly, it's probably the first thing that I would think of. Ask for a little bit of reimbursement from work. But I'm like, what would you do?
I mean, it's a shock. I mean, $15 an hour. And you have all types, right? We're talking from 60th on. So you're talking all kinds of businesses. I mean, you've got people high up CEOs, Brian, all the way to the person that makes your morning bagel, right? I mean, you've got every kind of worker in that span. I'll tell you, it's a rough day for people who work in that zone. It's a great day for the parking lots right on the outside of 60th Street.
Oh, yeah. $14 to park right here.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll undercut you by a dollar.
But it's crazy. You know, we talked with George Brillo about this yesterday on Hardline, and you know, he said it had a lot of support in the state Senate from senators down in that area and also in the assembly. And he said, you know, don't be surprised if in a few years you see other parts of New York doing this. I mean, to put this in perspective, $15 on the thruway gets you to Albany. So you're talking about just a drive into Manhattan, $15. It would take, you know, 6 hours on the thruway to spend $15.
What if they said, you know, all right, Main Street Williamsville, $15 to drive down Main Street in Williamsville from, you know, Maine to, from the 290 to Maine, at the whole stretch.
Well, so.
Or, no, not Maine, transit.
Oh, transit. Okay, I thought you.
So from the 290 to transit, $15, and we'll, you know, that'll be the charge. Like, what would you do?
I'd pay the 15 cents that I've been avoiding for the last decade.
You'd have to go, I guess, 15 cents. Well, but now that 15 cents, by the way, if you don't have an easy pass, is like,
exactly,
is like $7 or something like that to just go the one little loop because they, for some reason, let's not get started on that.
See, in Manhattan, it's obviously, it's you know, because it's taking up that whole portion, there's no way to avoid it. I mean, you do something like that here, Brian. Okay, now you've taken that congestion and you've put it on Sheridan. Or you've put it on Maple. You know what I mean? Like, and we see this with the Skajakwita. You know, people try to avoid that because it's a speed trap now in the city. So now you have congestion on Parkside, on Hurdle, on Elmwood. So I think Manhattan's, you know, it's different than anywhere else in the state. But I can't imagine this is going to, again, New York. I remember a few years ago, they ran those business-friendly New York. This is another example of New York just not being business-friendly. And I'm telling you, you've already got so many businesses moving to Jersey City, moving to Connecticut. I know this sounds crazy, but you have enough employees saying, I'm not working, or hey, you have to reimburse this. Who's to say this is going to drive a few more smaller businesses out of Manhattan?
I know New York City, it's a completely different story. It's just strange to me that you'll like spend 3 years saying, you know, we need people to come back. You know, we need businesses to come back, the workers to come back to the offices to support businesses down in Manhattan, down in New York City. And then like 6 months later, $15 yeah. to get in. Like you can't have one with the other, I think.
I mean, think about it. Do you think the Manhattan bagel in the middle of Manhattan is going to be reimbursing their employees $15? Now, again, a lot of people take the subway, right? A lot of people take the subway, take other means of transportation. However, for those who do drive in, you have to. I don't think of the big businesses. I'm thinking of that small mom and pop shop that, you know, might just be two people working all day. Are they going to be able to reimburse?
What are you running for election? I'm not thinking about the big. I'm thinking of the small, no, the small workers, just, the blue collar.
Putting it into perspective for people to think, you know. A lot of people will take the subway, and that's fine now that there's heightened security on the subway. But I am thinking about that person who's had the same routine at that small mom and pop place that, you know, they're not going to be able to reimburse the $15. I think it's a bad look, and I think it's even worse look for politicians, including the governor, who have applauded this and have given it their support.
Before we go, somebody mentioned the toll on the on the 190 that used to be. Like, can you imagine that if that was still there? Like, luckily that was gone before I started driving. I mean, whew.
So I got lost there like the year before they tore it down and I had to ask the toll booth driver how to get home.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing it was there for you then, I guess. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.